Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: clear, a low of 43. Kenosha police have released the identity of the man found dead in Simmons Island Park yesterday. The body of 39-year-old Stephen Courtright of Kenosha was discovered by firefighters called to the park after flames were seen in an area of brush early Wednesday morning. An autopsy was scheduled for today. Police are still referring to the incident as a death investigation and say they do not believe there is any danger to the public. Racine police were called about 6:30 this morning to a report of a deer that crashed through the picture window of a home in the 3600 block of Byron Court near Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Medical Center. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
The first arriving officer confirmed that the window was broken and there was quite a bit of blood at the scene, but the animal was gone. It was later found nearby and then tracked with an injured back leg. The deer first went over to the hospital grounds near the pond off Osborne Boulevard. Then it went across the street to a fenced-in backyard. However, as dispatchers were attempting to contact somebody at the DNR, the deer went on the move again. Last seen headed out of the city into Mount Pleasant. Nobody at the house, by the way, was hurt. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Those travel delays in the village of Sturtevant on Durand Avenue between 84th and 92nd Streets involve work on the water main. Sturtevant police have a message on the department's Facebook page about changing traffic patterns and delays and to pay extra attention to the no left turn signs along Durand. The work from 84th to 92nd is expected to last a few weeks, and then the water utility work will shift west of the train tracks almost to the intersection of Highway H. There could be a competition for new traffic signals on the west side of Racine with the border of Mount Pleasant, both on Washington Avenue and within a block of each other, with one tied to a city project and the other to business development in the village. The DOT is proposing to move the signs for the Walgreens Shopco cross access further west to Perry Avenue, and just east of where signals are proposed for access to the growing shopping complex that includes Piggly Wiggly. Mount Pleasant Community Development Director Logan Martin told the Village Plan Commission that signalizing Sycamore and Washington would be $500,000, with who pays still undecided and the future business viability of that site potentially in the balance.
And it was approached with the landowner of the Racine Center to his tenants to increase their lease rates to pay for that signal, which ultimately really does potentially determine the long-term viability of this shopping center. So without a signal or without safe access in and between these properties, what you often see with retailers is you either get lower grade retail tenants or customers don't like to shop in this particular center anymore, so they go elsewhere.
The shopping complex has two owners, and Martin said it would be in both their interests to work together on the cost of the signals at Sycamore before the DOT finalizes the signal move to Perry Avenue, which in his words, messes up everything. Three men in their 20s have been charged with attempted robbery and endangering safety for allegedly trying to rob another man in the 200 block of Virginia Street in Racine Monday. With the suspects in pursuit, the victim fled in a vehicle. The chase, which may have involved at least one gunshot, was interrupted by police. It all ended at a home on 6th Street, where nearly $23,000 in cash was recovered, some of it counterfeit, along with marijuana. 22-year-old Makari Gosa, 27-year-old Tori Harris, and 25-year-old Christopher McMillan have been charged with being party to the crime of attempted armed robbery and first-degree recklessly endangering safety. In addition, Harris has been charged with possession of marijuana with intent to deliver. All three appeared in court today. Preliminary hearings are scheduled for next week. 50 people have been charged with drug-related offenses since the beginning of a large-scale operation focused on combating prescription painkiller misuse and addiction in Racine County. The Racine County Metro Drug Unit and the Milwaukee Drug Enforcement Administration began an investigation last fall focused on street-level opiate dealers. Along with identifying those selling the prescription pills, investigators also utilized the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program to identify those who prescribed the opiates and contacted many of those doctors to tell them about their patients' illegal activities. According to a news release from the Racine County Sheriff's Office, many dealers are selling a dozen or fewer pills at a time, while others sell an entire prescription for large profits. Many people interviewed said their use of painkillers led to heroin, which is cheaper and often easier to obtain. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.